Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Ree Drummond. I'm a writer, blogger, photographer, mother, and I'm an accidental country girl. I live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and all my recipes have to be approved by cowboys, hungry kids, and me. Here's what's happening on the ranch. We're having a Sunday family gathering, three generations of Drummonds back at the ranch for a big brunch after church. It's a casual get-together, but the food's big in scale, so the centerpiece is a glorious glazed baked ham with a fabulous flavorful glaze. On the side, drop biscuits and ham gravy. Then, for a fun, delicious two-in-one brunch dish, eggs in hash brown cups, a fabulous fruit salad with orange vanilla syrup, and my sister-in-law Missy's famous lemon and blueberry cupcakes. It's a Sunday brunch in the wild, wild west. Well, in Northeast Oklahoma, anyway. Welcome to my frontier. I'm having the whole Drummond crew over for Sunday brunch today. We're all going to go to church and then head up here afterward. A lot of times we get together after church for a bite. Sometimes it's at my mother-in-law Nan's house. Sometimes it's at Missy's house. Today, it's my turn. Lad's taking the kids to Sunday school, and I'm going to get a head start on the food, starting with this beautiful baked glazed ham. Before I put it in the oven, I'm going to score the top. It gives it a really nice appearance. I'm not cutting too deep, and after this bakes for a bit, I'm going to pour a really yummy glaze over the top, and it'll settle into the cracks really, really good. All right, I've gone in one direction. Now I'll turn and sort of cut in a diagonal. I love getting together for Sunday brunch after church. Sunday is a little bit more of a relaxed day for us. There's no cattle work going on. We eat and then just talk. It's really fun. Okay, got it all scored. Now the last thing I do before I put it in the oven is dot the whole surface with cloves. It gives it a really pretty appearance when it bakes, gives it a nice flavor. Takes a little time, but boy, is it worth it. All right, it's all covered in cloves, looks so pretty. Now the ham is actually fully cooked, so it's just about warming in the oven. It's gonna go into a 325 degree oven for about two and a half hours until it's nice and warm, and it's gonna look gorgeous. Now after I take it out of the oven, I'm gonna pour a really beautiful glaze over the top, so I'll get started on that so I have it done after church. Starts with 3 cups of brown sugar. Great start to any glaze. Now I'm going to squeeze in 1/2 cup of spicy brown mustard. Gives it really good tang, really good flavor. And then I'll add 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. 1, 2. And then finally, one of my favorite ingredients in the world, pop. I'm just going to pour in a whole can. Get the heat going. And I'm just going to let this come to a boil. Even though I'm hosting Sunday brunch, Missy called to ask if she could bring anything. Well, I immediately thought cupcakes. Missy is famous for her cupcakes, so I'm so excited she's bringing them. All right, the glaze is looking great. It's started to thicken. It's a beautiful color. So I'm just gonna put the lid on the pan and it'll be ready when I get back from church.
I'm making lemon blueberry cupcakes. I've got the batter mixed up well, so it'll be nice and smooth and there's no lumps. When you're growing up in the country, it's kind of a traditional thing. You definitely take food to somebody's house when you're going to eat in their home. So my thing is taking cupcakes. The reason I coat the blueberries with flour is that when you put them on top, they won't sink to the bottom. I put the last blueberry in and I'm gonna put it in the oven, 350, for about 18 minutes.
I'm so glad I have Missy in my life, and not just because she makes great cupcakes, although that is a nice bonus. Now, to go with the baked ham, I'm making baked eggs in hash brown cups. I've got 8 potatoes that I baked at 400 for about 45 minutes or so. I baked them until they were just tender. They're totally cooled, so they're really easy to grate. If they were still hot, I wouldn't be able to hold on to them. The grated potatoes are gonna wind up looking like little nests, and then I crack an egg in. They're so adorable. All right, I got all the potatoes grated, which is a good thing because the grater is totally full. So I'll just fish all of them out of there. They are packed. Okay, now this is a lot of potatoes, so I'm gonna season them pretty well with plenty of salt. I'll just toss them around with my fingers and plenty of pepper. And when these bake, they're gonna get nice and crisp. I just love these things, so good. All right, now I've got 2 muffin pans, and to make sure the nests don't stick, I'm gonna spray them really, really well with cooking spray. All right, the second one, and now I'll make the nests. I'm gonna take about 3 to 4 tablespoons of the potato mixture and put it into one of the muffin tins. Then I'll use my fingers to really, really lightly press it so it goes around the sides. You wanna get little jagged edges of potatoes on the sides. That's what makes it look like a nest. All right, 1 tray of nests done, 1 more to go. That's a lot of nests. All right, now the very last thing, I'm gonna spray the tops really lightly with just a little more cooking spray. That'll help them get nice and crisp and sizzly in the oven. All right, I'm gonna pop these into a 450-degree oven for just about 15 or 20 minutes. They're gonna start to get a little bit crisp and golden brown. Up next, it's drop biscuits and a spring-style table setting. Missy's frosting her cupcakes, then there's a ham to glaze, gravy to make, and fruit salad with orange vanilla syrup. Not to mention church to attend and a brunch party to throw.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I'm having the whole family over for Sunday brunch after church. I'm getting a head start on the food. The baked ham is in the oven, and I'm going to make some yummy drop biscuits to go with it. I love drop biscuits. It's the kind of biscuit my grandmother always made. I think they're so easy to make, and the texture is so wonderful. I'm starting with 6 cups of all-purpose flour. I'm doubling my regular recipe because there will be a lot of hungry humans here today. And then to the flour, I'll add 4 tablespoons of baking powder. I better count. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've learned the hard way. Now to that, I'll add 1/4 teaspoon of salt. And then I'll just pop the lid on and pulse this together. All right, that's combined. So now I'll add 3 sticks of butter. It's really cold, and I cut it into pieces. This is a lot of butter, but it's going to make a lot of biscuits. I'll probably wind up with 20 to 24 biscuits. Sprinkle it in there. I don't want to get big clumps of butter as I mix this around. I love recipes you can make in the food processor or blender or mixer. Let the machines do all the work. All right, now I'll get the lid back on. And I'm just going to pulse it till the butter's worked into the flour. Be patient. You don't want to rush this process. A lot of times when I make biscuits, I'll work the butter and flour mixture together by hand. But I just didn't feel like it today. I don't have the muscle strength. Okay. Now I'll measure 3.5 cups of milk. I like to use whole milk when I make biscuits. I just think it's the right thing to do. Now, I won't necessarily use all the milk. I'm just going to pour it in gradually until it gets to the consistency I want. So I like to watch as I drizzle it in. Just pulse it slowly. Okay. I usually stop drizzling the milk in when the dough comes together and it's really moist. All right, I'm going to pull out the blade. Now I'm actually going to drop these and bake them after church, but for now, I'm just going to cover them up and keep them in the fridge. The hash brown cups should be ready. I'll take a look at them. Oh yeah, these look good. Starting to get nice and crisp around the edges. I smell that potato, yum. All right, now I'm going to let these cool, and then after church, I'll crack in the eggs and put them back in the oven. Well, the brunch is all coming together. Got the baked ham in the oven, got the hash brown cups made, got the biscuit dough made, and about 2 miles that way, my sister-in-law is probably putting the finishing touches on her luscious cupcakes. I cannot wait to sink my teeth into one of those.
This is a classic cream cheese frosting. It has cream cheese, butter, lemon and lemon zest, and it gives that extra punch of lemon. I love to decorate cupcakes. I try to do something different every time. I'm decorating the cupcakes with blueberries and lemon peels that will just set the cupcakes off and it also tell you exactly what it is. These are done, and so now I'm going to take them to Ree's after church.
All right, the last thing to do before I go to church is set the table. I usually pull this burlap runner out for special occasions. It's not fancy, but it makes everything look really put together. Runner down first, and then blue and white plates, blue and yellow napkins to tie all the colors together, just simple everyday flatware, knives, forks, and spoons, and I'll just put them on top of each napkin, simple water glasses, jugs for the ice water, and a tiered cake stand for Missy's yummy cupcakes. Pots of salt and pepper, and just a simple mix of yellow, blue, and white flowers. All right, the table's set, the food's set. Now I've got to go join everybody at church. I don't want to be late. I I snuck away from church just a little bit early. I have a lot of food to get on the table, and I want it to all be ready by the time everyone gets to the lodge. I'm in really good shape food-wise. I've just got a couple things to finish, and I've still got the gravy to make. Now, to go with the whole spread, I made a delicious fruit salad with an orange vanilla syrup. I actually made it first thing this morning because it only gets better as it sits in the fridge. The first thing I did was make a syrup. I combined a cup of sugar and a cup of water in a small saucepan. Then I added the juice and the zest of one orange and the caviar from one vanilla bean. Then I just stirred it till the sugar was all dissolved and brought it to a boil. Turned the heat to low and simmered it for about 15 minutes till it was nice and thick. Then for the salad, I used four delicious fruits. It started with 4 pints of fresh strawberries, then 2 pints of fresh blueberries. So yummy. Then I used 2 cups of halved red grapes, 2 cups of halved green grapes. Then I drizzled the cooled syrup all over the top, tossed it together, and sprinkled on some mint leaves to make it look really pretty. Then I just popped it in the fridge. The fruit salad is so good. It's a nice, refreshing complement to all that really savory food. And speaking of that, I've got a ham to glaze.
See the lodge, guys.
Bye, guys.
See you guys.
Yeah. I'm back at the lodge. Time to pull this yummy meal together, starting with this ham, which smells so good and is so heavy. Oh, my goodness. All right. Now, I'm actually going to use the roasting pan that I used for the ham to make gravy. So I'm going to grab the rack and transfer it over to a new pan. And now it's time to brush this glorious sweet glaze all over the top. This glaze smells so good. It's amazing. It just has 4 ingredients: pop, brown sugar, mustard, and vinegar. It's so easy, and it makes the ham taste so good. You've got that great mix of savory and sweet. All right, the ham is perfectly glazed, so I'm gonna stick it back into the same oven for about 15 or 20 minutes.
So are y'all hungry for some biscuits and gravy?
Yeah.
That might be my favorite thing.
Yeah, I like biscuits and gravy. I think that'll be what I'm looking forward to.
To go with the beautiful glazed ham, I'm doing biscuits and gravy, which is a must for any Drummond brunch meal. All right, I've got the last of the dough to put on the cookie sheets, and I am dropping the dough right onto the sheet, hence the name, drop biscuits. Now, you could get a whole bunch of smaller biscuits out of this recipe, but knowing this crew, they want some great big ones. All right, these are gonna go into a 400-degree oven for about 12 to 14 minutes. They're gonna get nice and golden brown, slightly crisp, and delicious. All right, now the ham's ready to come out. Oh, this is one big ham right here. I'm getting my exercise today. All right, I'm just gonna set it here and it'll stay warm till lunch. And now I'm going to finish up the hash brown egg cups. This is such a cool little dish, so cute and so delicious. All right, I'm just gonna crack an egg and drop it into each cup. All right, now I'm just gonna sprinkle these with salt and pepper. Plenty of pepper. I like pepper on my eggs. All right, now these just need to go into a 400-degree oven for about 10 to 12 minutes. For recipes from this episode, go to foodnetwork.com/pioneerwoman. Probably the most important thing I need to do is make the ham gravy. I'm gonna turn on the heat under the pan. And now I've got some good grease from the ham, but not a whole lot. The ham was already fully cooked. So I'm gonna supplement the grease from the ham with a little bit of butter. Well, half a stick or so. Or 3/4 of a stick or so. I wanna be sure to have enough gravy. And the basis of any gravy recipe is fat. Okay, now I'll just whisk it around to get it to melt. That took no time at all. Okay, now the other important component of gravy is flour. So I'm gonna add about 1/4 cup. I'm gonna sprinkle it all over the fat in the pan so it's evenly distributed. Making gravy is never an exact science. You basically just assess how much grease you have in the pan, add enough flour to make a paste. All right, so I'm gonna make sure the heat's on about medium, and I'm just gonna whisk as I pour in the milk. Okay, now it's just about babysitting the gravy, cooking it, whisking it the whole time till it gets really, really nice and thick.
Kids, are y'all ready to go to brunch at Aunt Bree's?
Yeah, I'm really excited, Mom.
I'm game.
Wonder what she's fixing.
Okay, the gravy is nice and thick. I'm gonna add plenty of pepper, and the gravy is perfect. Food's almost ready, good timing.
Hey,
Missy's here with the cupcakes, guys. You all can head on in there. Missy, do you want to help me carve the ham?
I will. Girls, okay. Do you want to put the men on the cupcakes?
You're in charge of the ham from this point forward.
You want me to help you eat those, Paige?
I made a double dose of biscuits for obvious reasons.
Gotta have biscuits with the gravy.
We better hurry. I think they're hungry.
Hot food. Gotta get it to the table.
Okay, now I'll dish up some gravy. All right, Missy, let's get the food on the table. Okay. Can I dish up some fruit salad for you guys?
Hey, you want some ham, too?
Yeah, hand me that little.
Throw a couple of slivers on for Paige.
And those biscuits and gravy are good, honey.
Oh, yay. Here, let me sit on
down.
Yep.
Outstanding. A ham is fantastic.
I'm with Papa. This ham is outstanding.
Somebody pass me a cupcake.
Grammy, pass me a cupcake, would you? You are never too full for cupcakes. So who's going to have Sunday brunch next time?
Missy? You are.
I'll go over to Missy's house next time.
Whoever has it, I'll be there to eat.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.